From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump on Wednesday characterized North Korea as a problem that has to be solved. He was asked by reporters about his differences with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on how to respond to North Korea. He said, "I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people, but I listen to everybody.
I will do what's right for the United States and really what's right for the world, because that's really a world problem. That's beyond just the United States. That's a world problem, and it's a problem that has to be solved."
The president spoke in the Oval Office alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Meantime, North Korea's foreign minister said Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those remarks in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N. He said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. And President Trump on Wednesday rejected as pure fiction an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. That arsenal, now at about 4,000 weapons, his comments about it came at a Pentagon meeting with top military and national security officials in July. NBC said they cited the recollections of three people who were there. He was responding to a briefing that showed a steady reduction in the size of the country's nuclear weapons stockpile. This is VOA News.